We're doing a little mobile podcast. We're parked at the nice, lovely park in the car, and we're gonna record here.
Yeah, we're doing something different here. Changing it up, we're getting mobile. Mobile podcasters. People are kind of doing podcasts in their cars, so we're going to cool spots and letting people know about it.
Using what we can to come up with our best material that we can.
Yeah, and I think it kind of goes back to the idea that certain geographical locations have certain resonances of energy. And if you go to certain areas that are cool, maybe you might pick up on some different kind of vibes that, you know, might dictate the podcast in a certain sort of way, you know?
Maybe. Maybe.
Channel some good vibes, good energy out of the earth. Getting all hippie new age on you now.
You can be out of something there.
Yeah, it's very deep. Very esoteric. Huh. Yeah, it's a cool spot. Feeling good. It's like kind of changing it up. Trying to get out of a rut we've been in. Yeah, we're really, I feel like, under attack, you know. But it just, once again, it's like in that building, there's just a lot of noise. You know, there's a lot of noise. And I just felt like conscientious about it, you know, that it could be not the best to like be having recorded, if it is even being recorded. So
I don't think the mics were picked up, but
it's very possible that they were not gonna pick it up. But really the issue is that
you can. That is the real issue.
Maybe I can't. I don't know. I was just saying that I was concerned. First of all, it was bothersome to me because it was just, you know, lacked focus when I was, you know, hearing a lot of noise. It was challenging my focus. See, like here, it's a focus zone, you know, like here in the car. You know, where it's like we don't have to worry about any distractions, I feel like. You know, anything that's going to funk up the mojo of the flow, Joe.
Yeah, I guess you have a point.
I kind of do. It kind of goes back to like what we're talking about with the geographical locations and the resonances of energy. You know, it's some geographical locations are probably pretty cool to podcast at. You know, just like anything that disrupts your mojo and flojo, you need to overcome that, yo. And that's what we're doing here. We're overcoming the obstacles for a more free-flowing just podcast, you know, just where we can really get in the zone and perform our A game. That's really what it is.
I don't know if this place brings out the A game or not.
Well, not necessarily the place. It's the environment we've created for the podcast. See, when we go into your spot that we've done it for so long, we're under the assault of noises and frequencies that can bleed potentially into the mix of the podcast, because you have cars that will sometimes come up into the parking lot and they'll be really loud, and I'm like worried that loudness of the car is gonna come into the podcast.
No, it won't.
Okay, well, see, this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about is potentially challenging in that environment for podcasting, you might say.
I won't, and the trick is getting microphones to pick you up at all. Good reception or whatever.
Yeah, but once again, if you can't have the flojo and the mojo, if you can't do that, if you can't create the environment to do that, doesn't matter how well your microphones are picking up. You gotta have both of those components in play.
Matt's staring at me right now, but they can't tell because it has
sunglasses. Damn it, I need to take those suckers off. I'm sorry, man.
And it's fucking dark.
It's getting dark, yes. I'm sorry, that is, yes. I'm cool now.
Cool.
I was just literally, trying to get in the zone. See, I was trying to get into my A game. You know, A game zone, and
that's your nickname now. Cool now.
What's that?
That's your nickname now. Cool now.
Cool now? That's my nickname?
I'm stealing it from the Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
They found a dog or something and they named it Cool Now.
Cool Now, yeah.
Because they rescued it from a car.
Yeah.
Or something. Some fucking wiener dog.
Some wiener dog?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah.
So I'm cool now.
What's your name?
I'm cool now. Yeah. So I'm thinking like this Mojo Flojo might be a good name for the podcast, maybe. Mojo Flojo? What do you think?
Give me a minute. I want to think on that. We need something good.
Well, that just kind of came off the cusp there, you know, as we're just trying to, you know, adapt to our new environment, podcasting environment here. And I think that's appropriate for what we're, you know, trying to do. You know, we're trying to try this new trick, this new idea, in hopes that it breathes new life into the podcast.
Indeed.
So in that sense, Flojo, Mojo Flojo.
Well, I don't know how much mojo we're gonna
muster.
Mojo we're gonna muster. With,
I think we've already had some mojo. We've been mojoing.
How's that?
So we've already just come up with ideas. They've been coming out just naturally, free flowing,
organically.
Yeah.
And the word organically.
Yep, organically. Organically is good. We need more organic stuff, less synthetic, chemical based stuff.
And they say new word because it's probably not the word. Yet.
Yeah.
Organically. Yeah, well, maybe not because unlike fresh produce.
that is, I think it, yeah. I know how to spell that. I think that is a word already.
Commercials, they always advertise as organically grown.
So, yeah. Yep. Yep. But we are organic. We are organically grown podcast. Well, that's what we're growing here.
I think we're going to rename it to get this.
What?
Podcast.
Oh, dude, I'm like, I think we're on to something now more than the Flojo Mojo actually here. Podcast. I like that. Yeah, that's... Did you just come up with that? Did that just come out organically right now? I don't know, dude. I think this spot's doing the trick this time.
Organically.
Dude, there's a bunny, dude. There's a black bunny behind us. Dude, look at that.
Bunny?
Yeah, running behind us. Yeah, he's coming up here, dude. Here he comes. Look. He's right there.
I see him.
Yeah.
In the rear view.
Yeah, he's fucking right next to the fence.
I see him.
He's going under the fence. Crazy, dude. Black bunny just run. See, dude, that's good luck.
Is it?
I think so.
We saw a black rabbit?
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, the rabbit's foot is, like, good luck, right? It's a good luck charm. And so it's like the black rabbit crossed our path here on this trail. And that to me seems like it's good luck if a black rabbit crosses your trail. As opposed to like a black cat crosses your trail. That is bad luck.
I think
there's something to this. I think we're onto something here.
I don't know what the superstition is.
I don't know. Like I said, I just felt like the superstition was like the bunny's foot, which is kind of messed up. When they like kill these little... cute little bunnies or something to get the foot and then make a necklace out of it or a key ring for it or like to try to bring that person who carries that around with them good luck.
We got the live version of a lucky rabbit's foot.
Yeah, a live rabbit's foot that crossed our path. Live rabbit's feet that crossed our path.
Four of them.
Yeah, four of them. And there's only two of us, so that's like multiple, like... double good luck right there.
A couple of peace.
Yep, a couple of peace. There you go. Dude, and this is why we might even be evolving to the mobile podcast YouTube channel form of the podcast.
I think that needs to be the name.
Podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it's pretty good, dude.
What do you think?
I think it's awesome, dude. Podcast.
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 Yeah.
It's appropriate.
Because nobody has done that.
Nope. No. Yeah, it's good, dude. It's once again, and that's what we were saying all along in this podcast was that going to the certain locations could bring the good luck, dude. And there was the black bunny, dude, right behind us.
Thank you.
Crossing our paths, like blessing our path, dude. Like the black cat curses it, dude.
They came up with podcasting. Trailer Park Boys, because this is when people figured out they could get paid for it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so they named it the podcast.
Okay.
So you could get money with the rise estimate.
I like podcast better.
I was just relating it.
You're right to that. No, that's fine. Yeah, I still think yours is better.
Now that you say it a couple times, I feel like it's pretty good.
It is, dude. And I think it was all... goes back to the change of pace that we have here, that we've created here.
A new spot.
Yeah. Yep. And it's already been blessed by the black bunny.
We got mug Mercury and Solus on the radio.
Yeah, I hope that's coming in good for you. You're able to hear the music here. Don't want it to be too low, too loud. I think it's good. It's a good mix.
Oh, man.
On the move.
We're podcasting and driving at the same time.
Changing it up.
I don't know how safe that is, but we're doing it.
We're pushing the limits of podcasting. Or podcasting, sorry. We no longer refer to it as podcasting. From here on out, it's podcasting because we're a bunch of potheads.
Didn't know what you wanted to go by.
Yep.
Potheads or potheads?
What's that? Potheads or potheads?
Potheads or potheads?
Potheads? Well, we are kind of potheads in the sense that we have been doing podcasting. But we've been potheads since time immemorium.
Since
the dawn of time.
Since the late 90s. Infinity.
We're doing just fine. A lot of people would like to cut a brother down, like to tear us down. Think that we're less.
Not worthy.
No. But really, it's the opposite, because what people don't understand that criticize is that marijuana is an extrasensory perception enhancing substance. And that gives us the advantage, you might say, over the hater, the criticizer, the belittler, the hater.
The hate. Well, we don't have room for hate in this podcast.
We don't.
We're not gonna hate on anybody, and we don't want any haters to be involved.
Yeah, haters will not be involved or even given any attention from us.
Simply looked past.
Yep, just discarded. Nah, it's not worth my time.
Indeed.
And really, we don't need the criticism of or the critique of the positive enforcement either of ideas, I don't think. It's not going to change what we do and how we see things, or we're going to do what we want to do and what we're organically growing to become.
Well, I'm doing what I feel like God wants me to do.
Yeah, and I think this makes a lot of sense, you know, for someone like you that's in your position too. It's definitely like, yeah, I think it's definitely something that is like God would gravitate you towards, for sure. I agree.
That and which, when I'm healed,
yeah,
there'll be new challenges.
Yeah, there always is, man. Life is nothing but challenges here, man. That's definitely something that we have to bear witness to on the podcast as a truth, I feel like. But the challenges are just obstacles. And I think that, like, when you come across those obstacles, like, the best thing you can do when you're being challenged, the best thing to do is to praise God, dude. And those times I praise you, God, you're good.
Thank you for this opportunity to, for me to prove to you.
Right. Yeah, that I have character and that I'm worthy. Because that's really what all these things... See, it's like God turns the... This is what it really is. God turns the beauty of, you know, our ashes, you know, into like something positive. He takes... There's beauty in the ashes of failures and bad things, you know, that transpire. You know, God takes that stuff and he has a positive that comes out of it. Something really negative, it's just the law of...
That's not like a fail-safe plan. You can't just think that God will just come through just because...
Well, what I'm trying to say, this is actually a scientific kind of method-based type of understanding on things. It's just like if something really bad happens, something really good has to come in return. Or something really good happens, something really bad has to come in return.
That's a countering.
Right. And so that's what God does in this situation is he takes, you know, the character building moments of tough times and refines us through those to build our character so that we're, now check this out, we're able and worthy to walk into the New Jerusalem.
I guess.
Because you were able to take those situations and use them as a character building moment where God was like challenging you, so to speak, trying to get you the refiner's fire, you could say, where he was challenging you and you grew from that. Like you became a better person or a stronger in this area, or you know, it's just a character building moment nevertheless, and that's really what makes a person worthy of, I think, entering into the New Jerusalem.
Man, if my situation is the debacle of a test, I don't know what this.
Yeah, it's a character building moment for you, Riley, you know, like most definitely, man, you know. And unfortunately, we are placed in these kind of, like, it says in the Bible, like, in this life, like, you will suffer tribulation. And these tribulations, once again, go back to their character building moments for us, you know, that are going to make or break us, define us as, you know, they're going to, you know, define our destiny.
What do we never have those kind of situations?
Yeah, I know, dude. That would be nice, but unfortunately, that would be a perfect world, and, like, that just does not exist here.
What's the hardest thing you've had to do with
I don't know, man. Well, just, like, recently was the situation, you know, this is really what I'm talking about, too. This is the essence of kind of what I'm talking about. So I was, like, with my neighbor, and we were, you know, doing this football thing in college and stuff. And he was pretty good. And he's in the NFL now. But I remember getting to go to my first game to watch him. He got me tickets to the game, gave me tickets. And he's the quarterback of the team. It was like an awesome experience for me and my buddy, you know, going down there watching the game. Josh.
Nice.
And because I wanted to treat him for working on my car, like fixing my car for me and rebuilding it for me.
Yeah.
It was like a nice gesture from me to him to take him down here and get, he got a ticket too from this guy, this quarterback for his college football team. And it was just awesome. We went started the season off 7-0. And I was like, couldn't have been happier on a more of a high, you know? And then next week,
game.
Well, the next week, like, a really bad thing happened. A really difficult situation happened.
When?
Right after that game that Yash and I went down to.
Oh, what happened?
Well, one of our properties burned to the ground.
I don't know, it's not funny, but shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, and it happened right before a really big game. College football that season, and fortunately, through that situation, like, a star arose who's now in the NFL, and he's a big time star, and we were rivals with that guy. And but for that really cool experience came a really hardcore experience that was came back in return. So it's just like, for me, the lesson here is that, like, don't ever get your heights so high on such grandiose ideas, because it might actually have to have, like you said, a countermeasure.
Yeah, it has to.
And that it will be equally as bad for that really good thing.
If you don't have countermeasure, then you don't have balance.
You don't. You don't.
This means one side of the teeter-totter's all the way down, and one side's all the way up.
Yep. Can't be that way. It's gotta be balanced. Balanced teeter-totter, where it's like they're levitating the teeter-totter.
Well,
teeter-totter has to be levitated.
At least he didn't even try. He doesn't have to set a level.
But that would be a feat of strength, wouldn't it? It'd be like balance. It'd be the zen of the teeter-totter. If it, someone could make it like just perfect. One person on each side, and it was just like they had the ability to just make it just totally just perfectly straight. The zener-totter? That would be a zener-totter. Zener-totter. That sounds like an alien's name or something. Zener-totter.
It's intergalactic.
It's an intergalactic person. Zener-totter? Yeah, that's different. Yeah, that was kind of cool, though, doing the drive. Drove through some really nice countryside up in here.
Yeah, I have to say I was not excited to go drive, but it's turning out okay.
Yeah, I think it's, once again, it's like what we're talking about. It's getting out into those areas that could potentially give you some kind of energy boost or something, or creative kind of vibes, you know, that maybe different areas might have that kind of charge or a capability. I don't know.
For some mojo.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just really what I feel like we've got. We, like, went outside of the, of kind of the box, our normal kind of thing and setup, and tried something different. To try to stoke some fires of creativity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find myself looking at how we're gonna get out of here.
Well, we could hit the highway and head maybe back to your house if you want.
Right there?
Yep, right at that stop sign and go right. What do you think about that?
Sure.
Okay. Let's check it out. See what we can do. Getting back mobile here, the podcast.
Notice the day of car start. See, it's magic. It just goes.
Yep, it really is. Uh-huh. You don't even... Yeah, our car's been on the whole time, and you didn't even hear it. It's great. I don't even think it's... coming through in the podcast either.
No.
Not at all.
Well, maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. We have the music going, so the music could potentially be drowning it out a little bit. Well, it's definitely better than the noise that we were experiencing back at the,
the incessant banging.
The incessant banging. For one reason or another, we're still trying to figure out what exactly was going on.
I have not experienced a time other than that time like that time.
I know, me neither.
To date.
Yep.
I swear it was just, here's what I think.
There's no explanation, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear what you have to say. There's no explanation in my mind. But go ahead.
Well, I feel like she wasn't in the room, and her dog was kicking around a toy they kept dropping.
Okay. Wow, that's a good analysis. I actually like that. Actually, makes me feel better. I'm just making sure that nobody's trying to do any intentional saboteuring of our podcast, you know what I mean? Can't be standing for that now, can we?
No, negative.
So we're like heading on the highway here. I don't know if this is exactly where we want to be. Maybe we will. So we're like highway podcasting. We're like literally high on the highway podcasting.
I don't know if that's gonna come through for sure.
Well, it's definitely gonna come through.
Yeah, it's just like 60 decibels in here already.
Yeah. We'll see.